We spoke with Mr. Pubrix earlier, and he confirmed with us that he has been working on a number of proposals for the EPP group, possibly also across the aisle with members from the other Baltic states and some of the other political groupings. Can you confirm that as well? Have you been involved in these talks?
Yes, indeed, and this is the reason I arrived in Milan, where the EPP group is holding a bureau meeting where we are working on our position regarding immigration and the situation which is now coming to a head in the south of Europe from the north of Africa.
So it's sort of like a mini summit of your political group on the eve of the extraordinary summit tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. This is a summit where we are formulating our group's political position, which would be across all delegations from all the member states.
What are the details of the proposals in terms of the burden sharing that is being discussed as imperative now across Europe?
Well, one of the issues which is being discussed is how the existing migrants who have arrived in Europe could be in some fair way distributed across Europe so that it would not be Italy and Malta alone who are dealing with this issue. And there's a proposal to set up a quota system. The EPP is talking right now on two criteria. One would be the size of the country, including population, of course, and the second would be the economic situation of the GDP. What I want to introduce would be a third criteria, would be the percentage of existing immigrants already in the country, because the more immigrants one already has, the more difficult it is to integrate any additional migrants.
So, as Mr. Pubrix pointed out, he's referring to the consequences of the migration during the Soviet period that we in Latvia are still trying to integrate into our society?
Yes, exactly so. So, during the 50 years under the Soviets, our country experienced a massive wave of immigration, which at its peak topped 40%. Since regaining independence, the situation has been such that a small percentage has left the country, a larger percentage has integrated, but we're still in the process of integrating those arrivals who for 50 years were living in the territory of Latvia with the understanding that it was part of a vast Russian, then called the Soviet Empire. And that readjustment, especially for those who are a little older, has turned out to be extremely difficult. For the young, it's more easy, but it's an ongoing process. And for our country to accept any sizable number of new immigrants, whether they came from the north of Africa or anywhere else in the world, would simply compound the existing difficulties that we already have.
So even the urgency of the humanitarian crisis doesn't really supersede the historical aspect of an already existing migration burden, is what you're saying.
No, I simply think that this aspect should be taken into account when assessing what would be a fair and reasonable proportion that could or would be distributed throughout Europe. So there are some countries which, of course, are better poised and some which have a much more difficult time. Of course, the relative wealth or lack of wealth in our country is also perhaps a big inhibitor. But it's part of the general discussion of how Europe as a whole should tackle this. And I think that this is going to cause consternation across many member states, especially when we observe the rise of the so-called extreme right or the extremist parties, often who have a basic platform of anti-immigration, including European migration, let alone third country migration.
Foreign minister recently remarked about the Baltic states not being particularly attractive or interesting to these migrants, but given the urgency of the humanitarian situation, I imagine a refugee not necessarily discriminating that much where they're going to wind up inside of Europe, as long as it's relatively safe and prospective country, which could also, I think, very easily include Latvia or Estonia. How would you comment upon Foreign Minister Rinkevich's remark?
obvious that we already see that we have a relatively low number of asylum seekers already prior to this latest crisis. And I think the reason is purely one of economics. Our country is not one of the wealthiest. It's one of the least wealthiest still in Europe in terms of GDP. That means that the amount of support in the social services are less and less generous than in other countries for our own citizens and, of course, for anyone else who were to come, which means that perhaps people, once they will have arrived in Latvia, would be motivated to migrate further within the Schengen zone to some more wealthy country, for example, Sweden or Germany, which, by the way, has been happening ever since our joining the European Union by our own citizens.